But Holly and Kate, do you want to come too? You don't have to, but if you want to, you can. Since I've spied you there. It's only lighting a candle, it's not too scary. Thank you. What are you looking forward to at Christmas this year the most?
Family.
Family.
Getting presents and eating the turkey.
I have heard you're getting a very special present, Nada. What are you getting?
I'm getting a dog.
Oh, it's very exciting. It's very cute. I've seen a picture of it. It's very, very nice. So today we're going to celebrate love. Do you know it's the fourth week of Advent? So how many candles do you think we're going to be lighting? Four. Excellent. And do you think someone might be able to read something from the Bible for me? You don't have to. I can read it if you don't want to. Do you want to? Do you want me to read it? Yeah. Okay. Don't worry. That's fine. Okay, so this is in John 3:16, and it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." We're going to light the candles now. I'm just going to pray and thank God for his love and pray for those who aren't here today. So Lord, we thank you for your love that you displayed to us at Christmas time and by coming as a baby and coming as our saviour. And Lord, we thank you for the peace and the love that we can know in you. And Lord, I pray that at this Christmas time that we would know more of your love and be able to share your love with others, but also to show our love back to you. And Lord, we pray for those who can't be here today, those who've already gone on their travels or who are ill and unwell, God, that you would be with them and that they would know your love today. Amen. Thank you very much for your help.
Readings are from ancient times, from long, long ago. Micaiah 5, verse 2.
Brilliant. Thank you. Okay, shall we all stand as we're going to sing our first song together? Oh, little town of Bethlehem, because that's what that reading tells us about.
But in this world of
of sin, where meek souls receive him, still the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of the sea, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angel, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mouse. I live in a little place called Bethlehem. My favourite food is cheese, obviously. And my favourite hobby is doing detective work. Oh, yes, I love a good mystery. I do, I really do. And today, I'm here to retell the Christmas story, which also just happens to be the greatest mystery I've ever solved. But first, I'm going to need some help from you. When I say each of these words, I need you to join in the action. Noise or noisy, we put our hands on our ears, noise, noisy. Ones with sticks, we pretend we're shepherds and we hit the floor with sticks. Ones with gifts, we hold our hands as if we're giving a gift to somebody. King, we put our heads up, like we've got a crown. Rescuer, is strike a pose like a superhero. And Emmanuel, we hold a hand on our heart and points to the sky. I'm just going to repeat it again, then I'm going to test everyone. So, ones with sticks, rescue, ones with gifts, king, Emmanuel, one more time, noise, ones with gifts, ones with sticks, rescuer, king, Emmanuel. Well done, parents and children. Okay. There are also some parts of the story where you'll need to make different sounds. The instructions will come on the screen, so please keep your eyes peeled. Thank you so much to everyone that's come dressed up as one of the characters in the Nativity story. When we get your moment in the story, I'll explain how you can join in. Okay, I hope we're ready to begin. The story begins. Picture my house. I've got a really cozy bale of hay, and it's in the downstairs part of an old stone house in Bethlehem. Now, on the day in question, things had been pretty normal. I spent my day avoiding the cats, searching for food. Little did I know, my life was about to change. Suddenly, the peace and quiet was shattered by a strange, awful noise. It was a baby crying. Where's all that racket coming from? I thought. That's when I spotted them, my new noisy neighbours. They were a strange group of humans. Some had sticks. Some looked quite hairy, and some had gifts and looked quite clever. And there was a mum and a dad, and they were all staring at a noisy human baby. Who were they? Finding out was clearly a job for my mystery-solving mouse, for a mystery-solving mouse like me. Then another sound caught me by surprise. It was a donkey. It gave me quite a shock. I started chatting to the donkey. An interesting old chap, going a bit grey. He was very happy to help me with my detective investigation. He told me he'd been on a journey with a mum and a dad over the baby. Apparently, they were called Mary and Joseph. An emperor called Augustus had ordered a census to be taken throughout the whole of the Roman Empire. Everyone had to go and register in their hometown. Joseph had to travel all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. He went to register with Mary, who was going to marry. Donkeys, Josephs, where are we? Oh, look. And so they all wandered from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Are you wondering? Good job. Sounds, parents. Clop, clip, clop, clip. On the way, Donkey said he overheard Mary and Joseph say that Manuel would be born. Manuel? I asked. It seemed like an unusual name for a baby, but I wrote it down in my detective book in case it was a clue. Donkey said that when they arrived in at my house, the upstairs was full, and that's why the noisy baby was born downstairs and placed in a feeding trough. And after that, the ones with sticks and the ones with gifts came to visit. I couldn't understand why they'd come to visit. Was the baby special? Why? Donkey said I should talk to the sheep, as they know everything about the ones with sticks. Apparently, they were called, they're actually called shepherds. So we set off. Shepherds and sheep. It's a king, he's not a shepherd. Oh, he's not, he's a king. Not yet. So off the shepherds and sheep went. You're going to follow? Clip, clop, clip. Clop, clip. Clop, clip, clop, clip. We trekked up a hill and met with a whole flock of grass-munching sheep. I asked the sheep what they could tell me about the ones with sticks. and why they had visited their noisy baby. They told me they'd been minding their own business on the hillside when suddenly a shining angel appeared in the sky. Angels? Ah. Another angel.
Angel.
So the angels are floating in the sky. Lovely. Very good. Well done. Christmas Carol.
So Daniel, we need you now, please. Where are you? Thank you. Oh, no, we don't. We need the song, don't we? Yep. Well, sorry, my fault. Song first. let's stand and sing. Sorry, we're going to sing The Angels Knew.
You okay?
Yes. The angels knew from long ago that God so loved the world and would not let it go. And prayers of saints across the years were crying out for a Messiah to appear. Shone out
shepherds were out. That night, some shepherds were out in the fields near Bethlehem watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord was shining around them. The shepherds were very afraid. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, I have some very good news for you, news that will make everyone all happy. Today your Saviour was born in David's town. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this is how you will know him. You'll find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a feeding box. A huge army of angels from heaven joined the first angel, and they were all praising God, saying, "Praise God in heaven, and let there be peace on earth to the people who please him." The angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this great event the Lord has told us about." So they went running and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the feeding box. When they saw the baby, they told what the angels said about this child. Everyone was surprised when they heard what the shepherds told them. Mary continued to think about these things, trying to understand them. The shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel told them.
So when the angels appeared, the ones with sticks went all wobbly with shock. But the angel told them, "No need to get all wobbly. Instead, jump for joy, because a baby has been born who will rescue God's people." Then loads more angels appeared in the sky singing praises to God, and the ones with sticks rushed off, jumping for joy. Shepherds jumping. Hey! But I was left wondering, how could a baby rescue God's people? According to the sheep, the ones with sticks said they'd been waiting for the rescuer for a really long time. It sounded like good news, the sheep told me. But they couldn't tell me anything about the ones with gifts. So Donkey and I went chasing after Camel to find out. Yep. We were quite out of breath when we caught up with the camel, I can tell you. But she was more than happy to help. Stars. Ah. The star. The star shone. Camel told me the ones with gifts had spotted a special star and had followed it a really long way to meet the noisy baby. Wise men? Kings. Kings. Oh, twinkle, twinkle. Oh, got a big king over here. And the wise men followed the star.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judah during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked people, "Where is the child who had been born in the king of the Jews? We saw the star that shows he was born. We saw it rise in the sky in the east and have came to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, it upset him as well as everyone else in Jerusalem. Herod called a meeting of all the leading Jews, presidents and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Messiah would be born. They answered, "In the town of Bethlehem in Judah, just as the prophets wrote. Bethlehem is the land of Judah. You are important among the rulers of Judah. Yes, a ruler will come from you, and the ruler will lead Israel, my people." Then Herod had a private meeting with all the wise men from the east. He learned from their exit time they first saw the star. Then he saw them to Bethlehem. He said, "Go and look carefully for the child. Then you find him. Come tell me. Then I'll go to worship him." After the men heard the king, they left. They saw the star they had seen in the east and followed it. The star went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. They were very happy and excited to see the star. The wise men came to the house where the child was with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened the boxes of gifts they brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod, so they went to their home, their own country, a different way.
Well done.
We need all our playgroup friends to come up. You're going to go and sing your song, Twinkle Star, for us, or help us to sing it together. Thank you. Right, are there any more playgroup children that are going to come and help?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
And if help mums and dads know it, you can sing
twinkle,
along
twinkle,
with
twinkle,
them.
Star, because they're shining stars. In a minute, you can stand there, so I'm going to stand here to say stuff.
That's fine.
Okay. Star had stopped outside my house, and the gifts I'd seen, the ones with gifts. I'm sorry. Yes. The star had stopped outside my house, and the gifts I'd seen, the ones with gifts, giving were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Three gifts fit for a king. A king. I could hardly contain my excitement, but how? I hadn't spotted a crown on his head. Didn't we already have a king called Herod? But Camel said it was written a long time ago that someone special from Bethlehem would take charge of God's people. Camel said the ones with gifts had been warned not to go back to Herod because he was only out to kill the baby. So they were going home a different way. Boo. Back at my house, I thought about all the clues I'd been given. Camel said the baby was a king. Sheep said the baby is a rescuer, and Donkey said the baby is Manuel. The first two made sense, but what about Manuel? Then suddenly, Donkey remembered. Wait, he shouted. On the journey, Mary and Joseph didn't say Manuel. They said Emmanuel. It means God is with us. I couldn't believe it. But that's what angels had told Mary and Joseph about the baby. They said, the Holy Spirit will come on you and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child would be called the Son of God. So the baby wasn't just an ordinary baby. He was God too. Wow, I finally understand. My new noisy neighbor really was something special. A king? This is too much. Rescuer? Manuel? God is with us. Read it.
Sorry, we need Daniel.
Do you want to sit down? You can sit there. Sit there. Just a foot there. All right. Go and sit down. You tired?
This will happen when the special child is born. God will give us a son who will be responsible for leading the people. is they will be wonderful counselor, powerful God, Father who lives forever, Prince of Peace. His power will continue to grow, there will be peace without end. This will establish him as a king sitting on David's throne and ruling his kingdom. He will rule with goodness and justice forever and ever. The strong love that the Lord, all-powerful, has for his people will make this happen.
Star up. As I gazed at him lying there in the feeding trough, the only mystery left to solve was to find out his real name. At the moment, Mary, his mum, spotted me. She turned to Joseph and said, "Look, Joseph, our little Jesus has got another visitor." Jesus! So that was his name. And that's the great mystery I've ever solved. I'm the mouse who shared a room with Jesus, and it's a story I'll never get tired of telling. Everybody needs to know about Jesus. He is God who came into the world as a human so that we could truly get to know him. He came to save us from the consequences of our wrongdoings so we could be right with God. He loves us so much. He was willing to pay our penalty, dying on the cross. And that's not all. He didn't stay dead, but he is alive again. Jesus is the ultimate king of power and authority over evil and death. And he offers us life to the full with him. He is really the greatest one who ever lived.
You? No one can see God, but the Son is exactly like God. He rules over everything that has been made. Through his power, all things were made. Things in heaven and on earth, seen and not seen. All spiritual rulers, lords, powers and authorities. Everything was made through him and for him. The Son was there before anything was made. and all things continue because of him. He is the head of the body, which is the church. He is the beginning of everything else, and he is the first among all who will be raised from death. So in everything, he is most important. God was pleased for all of himself to live in the Son, and through him, God was happy to bring all things back to himself again, things on earth and things in heaven. God made peace by using the blood sacrifice of his Son on the cross. Colossians 1, verses 15 to 20.
So this is, we're really close to Christmas now, aren't we? We're only a couple of days away from Christmas, and it's a wonderful time for us to be together and to have lots and lots of fun together. And so there's different games that we like to play, different movies that we like to watch, different songs that we like to sing to as well. And so I thought we'd play a little guessing game where I've thought of a game, I've thought of a song, I've thought of a movie, and I've thought of a story, and you need to guess the one that I've thought of. So first of all, we're going to be thinking about a popular game at Christmas. Now, there's lots of us here, there's lots of kind of noise going on, so rather than just shouting out, if you can think of, I'm going to give you some clues, but if you can think of a popular game at Christmas that I might be thinking of, then please put up your hand. So the first thing, the first clue, are you going to have a guess already, Lee? What do you think it is?
Giraffes.
Giraffes? No, not that. It's not giraffes or charades. It's a board game. Does that help? Monopoly, it was Monopoly. Very good. So this is, my other clue was, it's an incredibly long game to play. That was going to be my other clue, which I think would have got it for everyone. But it's a good game to play, and it's actually a really old game as well. It's been around for over 100 years and was created by a woman called Elizabeth Maggie, who originally called it the Landlord's Game. And it was, and she created this game, the Landlord's Game, in order to teach people about the way that the tax system works. So it didn't have great beginnings, did it? But hopefully it's a bit more fun when you play it today. But we've got Elizabeth to thank for this game that we often play at Christmas. Okay, the next thing is a popular song that we might listen to at Christmas time. Does anyone want to have a guess? Yvonne? Mistletoe and Wine. It's not that. Okay, so now you're going to get a clue. It's the best-selling Christmas song of all time. What do you think? Jingle Bells? No, it's not Jingle Bells. All I Want for Christmas Is You? No. It is White Christmas. Well done. So we know that Bill Crosby sang the song White Christmas in the 40s. But actually, the one who wrote the lyrics wasn't Bill Crosby. Bing Crosby. That's quite different, isn't it? It was a guy called Irving Berlin. And he was a man who wrote 1,500 songs over the course of 60 years, and he wrote lots and lots of songs for Broadway musicals and for films as well. And so we have Irving to thank for that song whenever we listen to it. Okay, a popular film at Christmas. I've just picked my favourite Christmas film. It isn't Die Hard. It's not that. I wouldn't be mentioning that in an all-age service, although now you've made me mention it, so thank you for that. It was released in 2003. What do you think? Home Alone? No, I think Home Alone was a little bit earlier than that, but that was a very good guess. The main character's name is Buddy. Right? Elf. It was Elf. Very good. So this is a film that stars Will Ferrell. This was a film that kind of put Will Ferrell on the map, but it was actually John Favreau who was the director. So if it wasn't for John, then we wouldn't have the best Christmas film ever made, in my opinion. And so we have him to thank. The last thing is a popular story that we might read or listen to at Christmas. Now, there's different stories that get told at this time of year. So I'm going to give you a clue. It's set in a country far, far away. Star Wars. No, it's not Star Wars. Maybe we should leave this one to the kids. It was a story that was told by two men, Matthew and Luke. What do we think? The Nativity story. Very good. Well done. But although it was told by St. Matthew and St. Luke, it's really all about baby Jesus, isn't it? He is the center of the story. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be celebrating Christmas at all. Now, we can enjoy all sorts of different things around this Christmas time. There are all sorts of different games that we'll play together, films that we'll watch, music that we'll listen to. And we often don't know who was behind it. We don't know who wrote the song. We don't know who directed the film. We don't know who created the games. And that can be a little bit of a shame, because we know that people, maybe from many years ago or more recently, have given up their time, have given up their energy, have given all of their passion to create these wonderful things that we can enjoy today, even though we don't recognize those people. And this sometimes happens to Jesus himself. Despite the fact of him being very important in the whole Christmas story, sometimes we can forget him in all of the other bits of Christmas that we celebrate. And so he's central to our Christmas story. Just recently, actually, for the playgroup Nativity, I was looking for some props, and I went to two really big, well-known shops trying to find something that had Jesus on it or had something about the Nativity story. And I walked around for ages in these shops, and I couldn't find anything to do with Jesus or the Nativity story. I could find lots of things to do with chocolate. I could find lots of things to do with Father Christmas. I could find lots of things to do with snow even though we rarely get snow at Christmas time. But I couldn't find anything about Jesus. And just in different ways, as we celebrate Christmas, we can so easily go through this wonderful time of year without really ever thinking about the star of the show, and that's Jesus. Not only is it because of Jesus that we get to celebrate Christmas, but it's because of Jesus, we believe, that we even get to enjoy life itself in the world. And so as we had read out to us some verses from Colossians, it included this verse. Everything was created by Jesus. Everything in heaven and on earth, everything seen and unseen, including all forces and powers and all rulers and authorities. All things were created by God's Son, Jesus, and everything was made for him. When we think about Jesus at this time of year, we think about him as a little baby, and he couldn't even look after himself when he was first born. He had to have his nappy changed, he had to be fed, he had to be rocked to sleep. All of those different things he couldn't do for himself. But the Bible tells us that for eternity, the Son of God, Jesus, has been creating the whole world and creating everything in it, which even includes you and me. And so not only should we be thinking about Jesus at this time of year, but everything that we enjoy in life, everything in the world, everything for when we go for a walk, every time we look at our families, we can be thankful to baby Jesus who created it all for us. And that's really why we gather together at church. We don't just do it out of habit. We don't just do it out of tradition. We don't just do it just to catch up with family and friends, although that's a wonderful thing for us to do. But we gather at church, not just at Christmas time, but week by week, not just on Sundays, but so often during the week as well, to remember Jesus and to celebrate all that he has done and all that he's made. That's so important to us, so that we don't forget about him. We sing songs to him, we read about him, we learn about him, and we pray to him together as well. We learn about how he loves us, how he came into a broken world to show God's love to us, how he even went to the cross to die for our sins because he loves us. He rose from the dead so that we could have new life in him because he loves us. Everything that he has done for us, he does it because he loves us. And we meet together to remember those wonderful things, to celebrate his love for us, and for us in different ways to be showing our love for him. When we play Monopoly, when we listen to White Christmas, when we watch Elf, we probably won't be thinking about who really originally created those different things. And that's okay, because some of those people lived long, long ago, or some of those people are millionaires in Los Angeles or something like that. We don't need to worry too much about who created these wonderful things. But it's a wonderful thing for us to be thinking about the creator, not only of Christmas, but also the creator of the world, Jesus Christ. We can remember him when we meet together. And so may we all remember to thank Jesus for all that he does and find our joy, find our hope, find our peace, but also ultimately find our love in him. Amen. We're going to have another song now by our play group. And so, Yvonne, if you'd like to gather the crowd, and we're going to sing together.
So if our playgroup friends can come forward. I think we're going to sing Everybody Loves Christmas. So why don't we all stand? Are we going to join in and say, come on, let's join in the celebration.
Join the celebration, it's a very special day. Come and share the jubilation, there's a new king born today. See the shepherds hurry down to Bethlehem, praising wonder and the Son of God who lately fallen. Come and join the celebration, it's a very special day. Come and share our jubilation, there's a new king born today. Sigh and drowning,
let's worship by a song. Kneeling
wonder, bringing precious saints from lands afar. It's a very special day. Come and share our jubilation, there's a new king born today. God is with us, round the world the message brings. There's a new king born today. There's a new king born today.
Thank you so much for coming along this morning and taking part in the service. Thank you so much in particular to Mackie the Mouse and to Teresa and to Yvonne and to all of our budding little actors as well. If any of them end up in a future Christmas film, this is where it all began. Am I right? It's been wonderful to spend time with you. We've got a service coming up on Christmas Day at 10 o'clock to 10:30. Again, it'll be a family service, so we invite you to join us on that. We've got events on Boxing Day next Sunday morning and also New Year's Eve as well. We've got a praise party then. But please do stay for tea, coffee, squash and biscuits over in the hall in just a few moments' time. And we're going to finish off with this blessing of love. So be people of love. Let love live in your heart and share the love of Christ with all you meet. Share love by loving those you see regularly. Start by loving your community. Start love by loving those you do not know. Share love by praying for our world. In this Advent season, we need to see, feel, and share love. As you go out into the wonder of Jesus' creation, share joy, love, peace, and hope with all you meet. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. Thank you.